In the opening verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the successful believer. The purpose is that those qualities that have been attributed to the successful believer, if we adopt those qualities, then we will also be amongst the successful believers. Now, one of the qualities is that has been mentioned, that they are the ones who fulfill the trust. Generally, we imagine that a trust is what another person deposits with us for safekeeping, and we should not misappropriate it. But this is only one kind of a trust. The real meaning, as used in the Quran and the Hadith, has a very deep and wide meaning to trust. The first trust with us is our life and our body, from head to toe. We do not own our body. Allah has given us this body and the limbs, but they are a trust from Allah. Allah has given them to us gratis, without any charge. And we are permitted to use them for our advantage. However, He has disallowed us from using our body in the disobedience to Him or committing sin. This life and this body both are trust. Therefore, it is forbidden to commit suicide. We do not own our lives. It's not our own property that we can do what we want. Very often people say, it's my life, I can do what I want. And generally you'll find teenagers saying that. Or people will say, it's my wealth, I can spend it as I want to. That is not the case. Our life, our body is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to return this trust to Allah. And only when He calls us back shall we go back to Him. But to commit suicide before that is to betray the trust. Similarly, if anyone permits us to kill him or to maim him, we cannot accept his permission. We are forbidden to do so. If someone says, you know, take my life, like you hear these staged suicide attempts. So it's not allowed because that person does not own his or her own body. Then another point that we need to reflect on is that every moment of life is a trust. Every moment of life is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to use it in those things which are of benefit to us. We need to use it in those things which will bring us goodness and will be of advantage to us, either in this world or in the Akhirah. And that is what we've been commanded to do. In the word of the Quran, it is stated that Allah has mentioned, Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa-abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana zaluman jahula. We offered this trust to the heavens, the earth and the mountains, that they may carry it out, but they declined to. It is beyond us and we are afraid. Fa-abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha. So what is this trust that is being referred to? It was that we shall give you intelligence, understanding and life as a trust. And we will tell you how to use these things and how not to use these things. And if you obey us, you will have paradise. Otherwise, there will be hell for you and perpetual punishment. And when this offer was made to the heavens, they said, we are better off where we are. We do not know what we may fall ourselves into, which we may fall into, whether it will be punishment and hell forever. So it is better for us to remain where we are. Then Allah made the same offer to the earth, saying that she was solid and had mountains and oceans. But the earth also refused and made the same plea. And Allah offered it to the mountains too. And the mountains preferred the same condition and declined it. And then Allah says, we presented it to man. And according to Hadith, thousands of years before the creation of man, Allah Ta'ala assembled all the souls of mankind in the spiritual world, each soul like a tiny ant. And then He offered them the trust, telling them that the heavens, the earth, the mountains have rejected the offer. And we were told, will you take this offer? And man accepted it. And man was given it. And because of that, this life, this body, the limbs are held in trust. Every moment of life is a trust. If anyone is faithful to the trust, then he is successful in both worlds. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. Or you believe, betray not Allah and the Messenger. You had obtained the trust from Allah and His Messenger and had told you about it, and betray not, you know your trust, put the trust that you have to proper use. So the first meaning of trust that we've alluded to you and explained to you, that is an important point. The other meaning of trust, which people do not generally believe to be a trust, is to faithfully discharge duties and services. The duties imposed on an employee are a trust, and he must discharge them faithfully. Every moment being a trust. If he does not do his job faithfully, then he has betrayed his trust. Suppose a person working in a government office is appointed to attend to the public needs. Now this is his duty for which he is paid. Let's take it right from the bottom. That a person is to sweep the streets. Now, that is a trust. Or anyone working in any office for anyone, it is a trust. If you are working in a government office and you accept a bribe, then this is a betrayal of trust. Now, the salary that the employee takes is, that is what is his remuneration for the work that is being done. Now, any money that is taken from a person for a favor that is that person is supposed to do anyway, that is within his ambit, it's not payment for what is doing being done. The person is already being paid for that, but the person is now accepting money for a favor, and then that is really bribery. So that is also goes against the trust. The hours of your employment is also a trust. If you come every day late a few minutes to work, then you are violating to your trust. You are being paid for time that you did not work. A hadith instructs us to pay the wages of the laborer before his perspiration dries. But we sometimes do not care if we perspired or not in doing our job, and whether we deserve the remuneration or not. Cheating our duty is a betrayal of the trust, and the salary becomes unlawful. So these are all various types of trust that we need to keep in front of us. May Allah give us the ability to fulfill our trust and covenants.